The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm a
kill
him with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, playing to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest. All time hated. Still outspoken. I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous. Me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype. Ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee, a one-man show, one-man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man. Float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch. I do.
Great morning, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Thank you guys for jumping on, being a part. Love you guys on the Blog Talk Radio listening audience. Thank you for jumping on and tuning in to The Grind this morning, man. Let's get ready to grind. All I know is that life is one big loop. What are you going to do, man, different every year, man? Hey, what are you going to do different every day to make sure you're not passing every single day? In just a moment. Y'all hang in there with us. Grinders will be right back.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your elves invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop a phone. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
That's what I like, man. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to The Grind, Blog Talk Radio, live, right here. The realest show ever. I'm right here, guys. We're grinding this morning.
Yes.
I'm here with my BFF, my favorite co-host, Miss Pam McCray. Say hello to everybody.
Great morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk and Radio Land. You know what? I just want to say great morning. Happy Tuesday. It's another day for us to wake up and be great.
Another day.
Right? Not look the same, right?
Don't look the same.
Don't look the same. Because if you look like yesterday, that's a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Many times we can wear our life on our shoulders in that type of situation. But you know what? We got to keep growing. We got to keep going. We got to keep moving because it's a new day. Not only is it a new day, but it's a new month. Yes.
Absolutely.
Welcome, July. Hello, July. Welcome. We're super excited that July is here. And dang, Nate.
Well,
half the year's over.
Half the year is gone. As they say, gone. You say it twice, that means it really happened.
Right.
Gone. It's bye-bye. That's why bye-bye is bye-bye. When somebody say bye to you, it's bye. When somebody say bye-bye,
right.
It's a wrap, right?
Right.
So it's June, what is it, June, the first half of the year? Gone.
It's gone. It is literally third quarter.
Right.
Third quarter is here. And I don't know if people really fully understand that, but it is third quarter. And, you know, you really have to take the time to really assess and look at things. Kind of like how I assessed and looked at things as I was about to approach 50, for real, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that whole new awakening began to happen in my life. But as you look at the fact that, you know, we started out and it was just yesterday when it seems like it was January 1st. Now it's July 2nd.
Time flies.
Time definitely flies. Time waits for no one.
They say time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies regardless, right?
Listen, and you know, that's a good saying, but some people, you know, time is going to fly whether you're having fun or not. But why does it fly when you're having fun? Because you're not paying attention to the clock.
Right.
You're just having fun, you're doing what you do. And I believe that's kind of the epitome of life. When you're actually doing what you love to do, actually doing what you know you should be doing, you know, you're having fun. I've never met anybody, Pam, that just wants to just go through life and not have fun. Everybody wants to have fun
right.
in life. And even if you're just doing life, we're not talking about amusement park fun. We're just saying enjoying what you do, not allowing it to stress you out, not allowing it to actually be the thing that you hate jumping up and doing, right?
Right.
We want to actually have fun in life. And that's what we want to talk about today, Pam. We want to talk about the loop, call it the loop-de-loop if you want. But you can go up and around, round in circles and however you want to do it, but it's the loop, man. Life is one big loop.
It is.
Right?
It is.
How do you run this race without boring yourself to death?
Right.
Bore yourself to death. How do you run this race? Here's a funny thing, Pam, that I realized. When we look at different people, even different sectors mm-hmm. of people, we want to call it maybe levels
uh-huh.
of people. Everybody has a different quality of life or different, you know, just in general. But at each level, people are living their life. And when I think about people that are mega rich or people that have a lot of money and everything's taken care of, they live a different level of life. But when they get bored too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can get bored real easy doing the same thing over and over and over. So that's why you see, you know, when you have money at your disposal, that's why money can be the most destructive thing in the world, is because people have money at their disposal and they get bored. And after a while, they start trying more and more and more things. And before long, you look up and they're like, what the heck am I doing?
Right.
Right. And I'm not saying this is all people with money, guys. I'm not. We don't generalize on this show. We're just saying individual. We've seen people do it this way as well. But, you know, you actually see them going different directions, doing different things because they're bored.
Right.
They get bored.
Right.
And they try to do something different, which is great. It may not always be the right thing, but they get bored. At least they're changing. At least they're doing something different. But what about the other spectrum? When you take it all the way down to the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about that spectrum? People that are very super poor, right? And the people that don't have money, they get bored doing the same thing over and over and over again as well. So, you know, the loop is what we want to talk about today. And we want to talk about actually being able to, you know, not see the same person that you just passed yesterday.
Right.
The same person. Because life is one big loop.
It is.
When you're running out in the same circle, we say you're running this race, guys. You want to be able to see a different person every time you come around that track. Right. You want to get stronger and stronger. So life is really just one big loop. But what are you doing different to ensure that when you pass yourself on each one of those loops? And I'll break the loop down here in a moment. But what are you doing differently when you pass yourself around each one of those loops that you're going to be able to see a different version of you? Right.
Right. Well, you have to grow. You know, what are you doing different daily in order to bring about that different you? Because we can find ourselves, especially as you look up and now half the year is gone and it's third quarter. And I know, because I was that person that literally would say things, would want things, would desire things, but wasn't doing anything to change things. And we can find ourselves very easily allowing life to happen, right? Life begins to happen. Every day is something different, right? You can even wake up every day with a plan, right? You have a plan. You got it written down. You got your goals. You know what you want to accomplish. And something, without a shadow of a doubt,
it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all about us understanding that something is going to happen, but how are we going to react? How are we going to react? Because life for real is not about what happens to us. It's about how we react to the things
right.
that happen to us and how are we handling those things in order to be able to move forward so that now we can continue to move in the direction that we need to move in order to get to our ultimate destination. Understanding that, you know what, we have these goals, we have these plans, we have this list, and, you know, we may not get to all of them that day because life is going to happen. And you celebrate the small success along the way because you were able to accomplish something that day, and you tally that thing for the next day.
For the next day.
Right.
Yeah, you built, you grow. See, I think the theme of this show, Pam, is really, we talk a lot about growth
right.
on this show. We try not to just haphazardly jump on here and just tell you guys any frivolous thing just to say the show. But the theme of the show is always, yeah, we're the realest show ever. You know, and we know that everything that we say, you know, we're first partakers in.
Right.
So we're not just, as I love to say all the time, we're not just talking to you guys. We're talking to ourselves as well. Right. Right. So the humility of it all is the simple fact that we're talking to ourselves first. So we're talking about the loop today, guys. The loop. Call it the loop, whatever you want to call it. But here's the deal. When every day when you wake up, should you change yourself every day? Now, let me clarify a little bit what I'm talking about. The changing yourself, guys, has to have three different components to it. And you guys know I love the three. I think the three. They say that the seven is the. I think that may be the complete number. I know eight. Eight may be the complete number, but three for me, that's my number. Right? Three is for me is the spirit. is the body, and it's the you can do the spiritual, the money. It's trifecta. So when we think about changing yourself every single day, doing something different every day that changes you from the version of who you were yesterday, that should be paramount for you. So what are you doing different today to change you and make your life better tomorrow? So when we think about this thing, what are you doing physically that's going to change you into something different tomorrow? So does that mean you're going to see the results immediately physically in the mirror? No. Mentally, what are you doing to change you today? You're going to see something different tomorrow. Are you going to see it immediately tomorrow? No. It's this word. I'm trying to say this word, and this word is a tongue twister for me, right? So it's cumulative. I slowed down and I said it. Oh, my gosh. It's cumulative. These things are cumulative. I think people get caught up in trying to see things right away. You want it right now because we do live in a microwave society. So you want it right now. So, and you get very frustrated with yourself. You get so to the point to where I got to get it. I want to see it. I just did this. So I need to see the results from it. You never plant a seed and eat the harvest in the same day. So you have to make sure you're planting that seed. And when you plant that seed, you're going to be patient enough to water it, grow it. And as it waters it, you water it and you grow it, guys, you're going to eventually you're going to get the fruit of that harvest. So you don't wait. You don't wait to get it right then. You wait and be patient enough to get it when you see the seed has given you the harvest. So physically, now mentally, now financially, you don't save money today and spend it tomorrow.
Right.
So how is your loop different? Right. How is your loop different today than your loop from yesterday? I think that's the key with people. And if people learn to be patient enough to understand that, okay, I passed this, because I just see life as a track. When I say a loop, I don't see it in Pam, in the realm of being you. You're going to be here when you're a baby, and then we're all going to go back to the dust. We all know that's going to happen. That's a given. That's the easy way out. We get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about all of the small loops that are inside of the big loop, right? So when we wrote the bullseye on the board the other day on the last show, right? So we talked about that. That's, to me, that's a big loop, right? And you got all of those loops that are on the inside, and you keep on zeroing in to that middle part so you can get a bullseye. There's loops inside of the loop. How do you look when you pass yourself? When you're on that track, think of a track. When you start and you start running around that track, how do you look when you get back to that starting point and you're going to run another lap around that track? How do you look at that point?
Well, you're absolutely right. And you know what? Sometimes what can happen in life as you're running around that loop, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're not prepared for the race,
mm-hmm.
if you're not prepared to continue to run around that loop, what's going to happen is you're going to start to get tired. You're going to start to get tired. And that's when you're most vulnerable, right? That's when you're at your weakest point, because running around and running the race is not going to be easy. That's the reason why you have to make sure that you are continuing as you're running that race to make sure that you're building yourself up, to make sure that you're
that's
putting
the
something
piece I want to get to right there. How are you building yourself up?
Yeah, how are you building yourself up? Because it's expected that you're going to get tired in the race, right? Mm-hmm. But you can't grow weary, right? You can't grow weary, and that's what ends up happening in life. That's why people end up quitting. So mm-hmm. they'll go around that loop a couple times. Sometimes people never even make the decision to even go around the loop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They just sit on the starting line, never even decide to say, ready, mark, set, ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go.
Right? They ready, get on your mark, get set, go. They just sitting there ready. Some of them never even make it to the ready line, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say for those that do make it to the ready line, because there's a lot of people out there that want change, right? A lot of people out there that say that they sick and tired of being sick and tired, but they're really not sick and tired of being sick and tired, because if they were sick and tired of being sick and tired, the only thing that they would do is make a decision to change things and to go out and to plant seeds, that just like you were just talking about, to realizing that seeds, you look at a seed, it's not going to grow overnight unless it's a chia pet, all right? And I think even those, those still exist. I think even those take some time, right?
Right.
Chia pets,
yeah.
Right. Now that just brings
chia pet life.
Right, chia pet. Wait a minute. You remember those growing up? This is a whole, I'm off on a tangent. But you remember growing up when we had those sea monkeys.
Did they grow fast?
Ours never grew. Ours never grew. Did you ever have some sea monkeys? Anybody
sea
listening
monkeys.
In today,
sea
y'all remember them sea monkeys. We dating ourselves, okay?
We're
50
though.
Years old.
Blood
but them sea monkeys. I remember them sea monkeys because I never forget. We had gotten some sea monkeys, and my grandmother loved to clean. Anybody listening, my friends from back in the day, my grandmother loved to clean, right? And I never forget when me and Daryl had some sea monkeys in a bowl or something, in like a pitcher or something, right, waiting for them to grow. And they were at that point where we was like, yes, we're going to see some sea monkey life. And Grandma came in, thought it was Kool-Aid or something, Grandma dumped the sea monkeys down the drain.
Wow.
So I don't even know if sea monkeys is real, for real, because I never grew. But even in that, it took some time, right?
Wow. Sea monkey life.
Even in that,
to see the sea monkey.
Right, but even in that, it took some time. But what can happen is, with life throwing us darts, with life throwing us, you know, all of the challenges and the pain that we have to endure as we're running this race, we can allow ourselves to grow weary if we're not strengthening ourselves in the
right.
process.
Absolutely.
In order to prepare for the race, because life is going to happen no matter what. It
yeah.
is. No, and nobody
no,
lives a perfect life. There's no such thing as a perfect life. There's always, always, always going to be something that we got to deal with.
Always. Absolutely. And when we look at having to deal with things constantly, man, we look at having to live our lives in the midst of all of that, right? In the midst of all of that, what we're talking about now, you got to live your life still, and you got to create new versions of yourself. How are you upgrading yourself?
Yeah,
what are
I
you
like
doing?
That.
You, every time, nothing. There's nothing new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. They're all the baseline things. It's just like the computer system. Once someone created the computer system, all you do is constantly upgrade the computer. Can you imagine the first computer system took up, man, it took up half of a room. It was huge, right? So now from there, can you imagine going down to the store and buying a computer system that takes up half of a room? You'd have to buy a house that had a special room in it just for your computer system.
Mm.
But the computer system upgraded constantly.
Right.
And it has evolved into what we see now. We have handheld computers. We have computers. Your phone is a computer. You know, you got these little laptops. They got mini laptops. You can take it wherever you go. It's a computer. It has upgraded. It has evolved. But human nature is to evolve, right? And if you're not evolving, then the flip side of that is you're devolving.
So that's good stuff, because as I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, you're right. Everything evolves. Matter of fact, in this day and age, things are evolving and changing so quickly to where we can't, if we blink too long, we're going to miss something. Like real talk, even if you talked about computers, right? That's probably one day computers are going to be outdated. Like real talk, they probably phasing themselves clean up out of here when you sit back and look at it.
My body is going to be the
right,
computer.
Right. They're phasing themselves out big time, you know, because nobody's going to be wanting to even, I think there's going to be a time where we walk in a room and the computer going to be the walls, or it's going to be the area that we enter, like real talk.
It already is.
Yeah, you know, but you look at the cell phones and how they have for real just continued to evolve. You remember when we had that bag phone? You remember we were so excited when we had that bag phone that we used to take and we used to plug into the cigarette lighter and we used to carry it around and had all the buttons on the back of it. We were so excited about that cell phone bag, right? Right.
We used to call it the brick.
Right, the brick. But we carried that bag proudly. Then it moved over to the flip phones. Not to even mention we won't even go to the beeper days when we had the beepers. But you think about how things are constantly evolving. So why is it that people stay the same?
Yeah, that's well, you know what? People have to evolve things, right?
And not everybody, but some people choose to stay the same.
Because we don't generalize on this show. But at the end of the day, there are people that stay the same. And just like computers, say computers, if computers were not a viable industry to make money, then it would stay the same.
Right.
People evolve and upgrade computers to make money. So everything that people do is, when you think about how they evolved the computer system and the phone system, you know, Steve Jobs with the Apple phone and you know, Bill Gates with the Microsoft, you know, program and all of this,
everything evolved. It was for money. They didn't do that for free, mm-hmm. right? So, but you'll see people that will evolve financially and devolve physically. That's a whole nother thing right there. Mm-hmm. But how do you actually bring this home the right way? Because I want people to understand it, Pam. And because we are talking about the loop. Mm-hmm. And the loop, when you actually come back around this circle, how do you see a different version of yourself? Because we want to put some practicality on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that you guys understand exactly how to evolve yourself every day. And we're giving you different examples of different things. We talked about the computer system, the phone system, and they change automatically, or they change with people changing them. And they do that for money. And I believe in a lot of cases, when you're talking about the person as a whole, all of that, let's just say you create a program,
right?
Because I'm not just talking about the physical you, right? I'm also talking about the financial you. I'm talking about the mental you. I'm talking about the spiritual you. You create a program that starts to bring in you a lot of money. So you obviously are evolving financially. You don't look the same last time around the track. You look different. You know,
right.
You got more zeros in your bank account now.
Right.
So typically when people get more money in their bank account, they start to look different.
Mm.
They start to talk different. They have a different type of demeanor. Their talk is different. Their whole swag is different. And you get that money and you start to change. And then what happens when you get comfortable in it? And I like to use money as an example, guys, because it's just such an easy topic, right?
Uh-huh.
You get that money and then you get comfortable with it and you stop growing it. You stop doing things to make more money, and you just end up spending that money. And it's just, then you go back to the physical, you get the body that you want, and then you just stop. And all of a sudden you don't evolve anymore. You start to devolve. So now that you're devolving, now you wake up one day and you're like, I got to do something different now. I got to do something different. How do you actually make sure that you can stay in that thing and maintain? But at the end of it all, how do you make sure that you keep moving and your loop is constantly changing every day? Some of you are like, that sounds very, very tiring.
Uh-huh.
You know, what you're going to either be moving to evolve or you're going to be moving to devolve. You take your pick.
Right.
You know, but
that's
moving
true.
Is the key.
Moving.
You're not moving.
Movement.
Then nothing's happening.
Yeah, right.
In your life, and when you're on that track, and you're moving around that track, you need to be thinking about how can I get better in three areas of my life.
Right.
Mental,
absolutely.
The physical, and the financial.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really think about it, it's all about what you do different, even down to the little things like your hair, guys, ladies. You know, your dress. How are you dressing? How do you look? How are you giving? How are you presenting the physical body to the world? Have you ever had those people in your life, Pam, that is, you know, you may be able to go back home and you may see a person after years and years and years and they look exactly the same?
Exactly the same, right? Like nothing's changed?
Nothing's changed.
Or sometimes worse. But exactly.
It's like Rip Van Winkle now. I mean, did you wake up? What happened?
Like being stuck in a time warp or something like mm-hmm. that. Because there's no growth, right? But that a lot of that has to do with settling, settling in life, and that's the reason why you find yourself in looking the same in the same position every year at the same time, because you're settling for whatever life has thrown you. So instead of taking those things and now learning how to dodge those things, realizing again that life is going to happen. So therefore, what are you going to do? Because now you know this, right? You know that things are going to happen so that you're not looking the same all the time.
And
that's not growth.
It's easier to settle, right?
Sometimes it's very easy to settle because growth is painful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why so many people remain the same and you look up. And I know because I lived it. I know you can say we lived it together. We lived it. Me personally, when I say I lived it, because I was a whole lot of talk.
Yeah,
I was a whole lot of talk, and talk is cheap. And until we realize that if there's no action put to the very things that we desire, the very things that we want to see change, if we don't act is an action word. So So if we don't act to bring about the change, then we're going to find ourselves literally looking up every single year in the same position, sometimes even in a worse position because we chose not to. It's a decision. We chose not to change. We chose not to move. We chose not to grow. And then we look up and we can't even be mad. We can't even be mad at the situation and the position that we're in and the fact that when we look at the man in the mirror, we look exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
In a loop, going absolutely nowhere in life, doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Insanity. You know, I used to reference, you know, Zaria's hamsters that she used to have. May they rest in peace. but really, you know, they had their little life, and they were in a box, right? They were in their cage, and this is how many people live. They were in their cage. They had their little life, and they were comfortable. You know, that was the only life that they knew. So therefore, you know, when they got outside of the cage, when we put them inside the little balls or the little moving cars and things like that, they were excited, but they didn't know how to act, right? They were outside of their comfort zone. And so when they got back in that cage, though, that was their comfort zone, right? And then when they would get up every day and they would just get on that wheel, and that was their happy place. Just going around, around, around in a circle, going absolutely nowhere in life. And that's how humans. That's how humans can be, you know, on this wheel, just going around and around and around and around, wondering why nothing is happening. And it's because you're afraid to get outside that box. You're afraid to leave that comfort zone. You end up settling, not even realize, because nobody wants to say that, oh, I just settled in life. Nobody's going to admit that they just settled in life. No, you're not going to say, oh, I'm a settler. No, all right? We're not. But when you take the time to look at that man in the mirror, when you take the time to really assess and to really dig deep and to say, you know what? I said on January 1st that I'm going to do something different in 2019. It now is July 2nd. Half the year is over. For real.
Mm-hmm.
It is third quarter. So now when we all look at ourselves, because I can tell you that I look at myself in the mirror, and I am by far not where I would have liked to have been on this July 2nd, 2019. But I can tell you one thing. I'm further than where I was on July 1st because I realized that life is going to happen. And so I accomplished the things that are on my list, that are on my task list, that are written down, my goals, and I'm checking them off. And I'm not beating myself up. I'm celebrating the small success, realizing that there's more for me to do, and it's time to step up. It's time to turn up. It's time to ignite this thing. Like I talked about the rocket ship yesterday, right? And how literally a rocket ship is having, it's a vehicle. It's a vehicle. Many times in life, we're presented with different vehicles, different opportunities, that all that the engine is already ready to explode. It's a very powerful engine inside this rocket ship. All you got to do is get in and now go to work, because it's not enough to get in. Because if you get in and you don't control the controls, if you get in and you don't move, you don't decide to do something while you're in there, then guess what? It's to no avail. So we have these vehicles that we're presented with in life, and we end up, you know, not either getting in, or we get in and we do absolutely nothing. And so we find ourselves looking the same 6 months from now, 3 months from now.
Poor.
And now you look up.
Poor, passing over opportunities.
Right, that poor mentality.
And it's not so much as you know, it's a lot that we throw out on the show. But I mean, today, guys, again, we're talking about the loop. Right. You know, the loop. How do you run the race without boring yourself to death? And, you know, to me, boring yourself to death is being the same person that you were last week or last month. You know, Pam talks about looking in the mirror, and you look in the mirror. What do you see different? And it's not just about the physical. You have to look past the physical into the inner self and see where's the engine? What's happening with the engine? How is this machine running mentally, physically, financially? What am I doing? So how do you change those three aspects of your life? You know, do little things every day to actually move you from level to level every day. Different little segments of growth that's happening in your life can actually change your life. And as we say, little, everything small, everything big was once small.
Right. Now that's good stuff. And so we brought them to the bridge. We got them on the bridge, and you're now starting to cross them over the bridge. And so, you know, for you, I just want to ask you this question, because, you know, we're real people, real results. To that person that's listening in, right? Because mm-hmm. we both experienced it where we found ourselves in this loop. What was one of what you did in order to cross over, in order to get yourself out of the situation? You know, even as you sat up in corporate America and you realized, okay, you're psychologically unemployable. But what were some of the things that you did in order to now change things?
So that's a great question. I'm glad you asked, because, and this is the realest show ever, so I'm going to give you guys the realest answer ever, okay? Because I believe people need to hear the truth. All of the mamby-pamby stuff that people get every day from certain things is not what they need. But here's what you need to hear. At some point in time, guys, you're going to have to be harder on yourself than you are right now. And it wasn't until I got harder on myself. And people say, don't be too tough on yourself. You know, you have to be tougher on yourself than you are right now, because being as tough as you are to this day has gotten you where you are to this day. Stop letting yourself off the hook repeatedly. That's you're it. Letting yourself off the hook. You keep saying it's okay that I didn't do that. It's okay, but at least I did this. No, you let yourself off the hook and you stay where you are, and you got to get mad enough to make a decision in order to do the right thing. And you can't make that. You can't get mad letting yourself off the doggone hook every day. So that means you're going to have to do something different. That means you're going to have to say, man, I'm so pissed off right now. And I'm so pissed off that I'm willing to cut off anything and everything that's not allowing me to move forward. And that's the key. I hope you guys grab that. I'm willing to cut off anything.
Be sad.
And anybody that is stopping me from moving forward. And now we got some appendages that we have to have attached to us. Kids, people that you take care of, you know, like in your house. You get that. You got to take. Can't walk away from your kids. Well, these kids are holding me down. No, you can't walk away from them. But at the end of the day, there are some things that you can trim out of your life. And it's trimming the fat. You got to be able to trim the fat, guys, and move faster. And things that are in your life, you've got mad. Once you get mad, you make a decision, you trim the fat. And here's the last thing I'm going to say to you guys before we end this show. All right? God put it in my spirit quite some time ago, and he keeps reminding me. And I want you guys to write this down if you happen to have pen and paper at your desk. And this is the difference between success and failure. Okay? All right, let me say, this is the difference between big success and small success. It's two words. One is a word, one isn't a word. Okay? So this is how I look at it. If you're hungry, hungry, you're gonna have some success. Okay. But if you're hungry,
right,
hongry, that's a different level of hunger. When somebody said I'm hungry, you best believe you better give them some food. They are hungry.
Right.
They need it. They're not saying I want success. They're saying, no, I gotta have success. It's a must for me. That's the difference between being hungry and hungry. Guys, I had to get hungry enough.
Right.
And I know that's not a word, and some of y'all are laughing. It's funny, but that's how I have to look at it. You know, some people say hungry in general because they don't say hungry. That's just what they say. But to me, it's two different words. Are you hungry? You just gonna get a little success. When you hungry, you don't have any food. You have to go get food. You don't have any to say, okay, I'm gonna go home and eat. No, you don't have any food at home. You hungry. I need to get some food while I'm out right now.
Right.
Or else this is not gonna be good for me. So for me, fam, it was a matter of getting hungry, making a decision, and getting mad enough to be hard enough on myself,
that's
not
good.
Let myself off the hook, you know, and keep moving where I needed to go. So
that's real good.
So we're gonna end the show today, guys. I know that was a great question, by the way, fam. And you know, we got you guys over the bridge.
You know, right? I just wanna add a little bit to that. That was great. Mm-hmm. You know, that helps to change everybody's life out there, somebody's life out there that's listening in. But I just wanna add a small little piece. When I think about that question that I just asked you, because there's somebody listening in today that has allowed fear to stop them. And I know for you, it was never fear, it was never shyness, it was never any of that, but for me, it was. And how did I be able to conquer that? The very things, for real, the very things that I feared, the very things that I was afraid to do, the things that I didn't want to do, I began to do. And that's what helped me to become a better version of me, and to refuse to remain on that loop, that definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again. So if I knew that I wanted to be successful in the business that we're currently successful in, and I wasn't doing the things because I was afraid to do it. So I just started to do it little by little. I started to push myself. I started to challenge myself. It felt very awkward. And many days, for real, I wanted to give up. I wanted to cry, but I refused. I thank God, because one thing I can say that I have on the inside of me is I'm not a quitter. So I'm gonna keep. I'm very loyal to getting something done, even to the point to where when everybody else is gone, I'm still trying to figure it out. So I have that quality in me, but I have to do those things that I was afraid to do. And that's what got me to the point. And the more I did it, just like I said, those little tasks every day, the more I did it, the less afraid I became.
Right.
So awesome. It's a process. So, you know, that's great. That's all good stuff.
Absolutely.
So wait a minute. We got to give a quick relationship, right? All right. So, you know what, with the loop, what I would have to add as far as a relationship, from a relationship standpoint, from a partnership standpoint, grow together, you know, grow together, you know, push
grow
each
together,
other.
Grow together, buddy, and I'm going to add that.
Meaning,
because
one person stays the same and the other one begins to grow, that could be a problem.
I'm going to put the gas on the fire because that's good. Grow together, but this ain't mamby-pamby. Y'all got to push each other.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay. You got to push each other.
Okay.
You got to push each other to grow, because if not, if you got one person staying the same, I don't care if it's in a business relationship, somebody understanding technology and the other person wants to still use file cabinets, that's going to be a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you know, you have to push one another, encourage one another to grow, realizing that you have that same vision, right? If each of us have our different paths with that one vision, you know, because we bring our different gifts to the table, but that one vision that ultimately is going to come together in order to bring about the change that we're looking for. So you have to push, encourage each other to grow, but yet don't beat one another up if they're not moving as fast as you want them to move. Yeah.
Awesome. And great tip. One is next Thursday, or actually this Thursday coming, we're going to continue this a little bit. We're going to talk
about
the
4th of July special.
4th of July special, the things that are holding you back
Ooh.
In life. We're going to get deep with it, all right? So God bless you guys, man. Thank you for tuning to The Grind, man. Y'all go have a great day, man, and we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Bye-bye, everybody. Let's grind.
I guess all I can fly to the highest mountaintop. I can breathe you, I can drink in your love. I can live on your smile. I can trip and if I can fall into your arms, I can stay there. I keep with you. I could be doing more honestly. I can't even run any games. I can hear a million angels singing in my ear when I say your name.
Thank you.